Hey, welcome to Flip It and Rebuild It. This is the podcast that will help you see life from a new perspective, so you can prepare for when life knocks you on your butt without warning. I'm Stephen Webb, and ending up paralyzed at 18, going bankrupt, losing nearly everything, more heartbreaks than I can count. I know how hard it is to turn your life around. Let us help you find inner peace and flip it around when your life is hectic and feels impossible for you. And welcome my awesome co-host, Susan Jackman.
Aw, thanks, Stephen. And I'm here to share with you how I have learned to flip that story in my head and use every experience to grow and rebuild my life the way that I want it to be. I've experienced a lot of life and learned many valuable lessons. I do believe I can help someone learn from what I've been through, from how I've overcome childhood traumas to learning to find the silver lining and lesson in every situation, no matter how negative the situation seems to be. It's about finding your peace of mind when life goes to shit, as it often does.
So we're talking about expectations.
Yes.
And what in particular?
Well, you know, expectations, I'll be honest, it's something I have really, really struggled with and really worked hard on. And like, you know, like I came to realize that there's a lot of different kinds of expectations. You know, it's not as simple as just let go of your expectations. They're the root of your unhappiness. Like, that sounds simple, but it's not simple, right? I mean, we have the expectations people put on us. We have the expectations we put on ourselves. And then there's this fuzzy gray area, and this is where I have trouble, where you get hope and excitement about something and build expectations off of that.
We have stories in our heads of how things should be.
Mm-hmm,
and when it doesn't live up to that expectation, live up to that story, we're disappointed, we're mad, we're annoyed.
And
expectations are everywhere.
They're like lists of things that we build up in our head that tell us how things should be to keep us feeling safe. And that was Heather Marshall said that, actually. I think I paraphrased it a little bit. But the thing is they keep us from living in the present moment. They keep us from being grateful for the moment that we're in. A lot of people go around thinking their best moments in life are yet to come because they're going to get this job. They're going to get a partner. They're going to move to this, have their own house. Whatever it is, they're always looking at something that's in front of them and they're not enjoying the moment for what it really is.
Yeah. When I get to the top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I love that analogy, actually. We're climbing up to the mountain all the way up. When we get to the top, and we can't wait to get to the top. But when we get there, we can see all the trees. We can see everything. It's amazing. But you can no longer see the animals. You can no longer see all the little foxes and all the little things that you encounter on the way up.
Yeah.
All the little butterflies. All of them disappear when you get to the top.
Yeah.
Because it's a great view, but you're missing the little bits.
Right. And the thing is, it's like a lot of people will tell you, well, to let go of your expectations, just don't have any. Don't have any expectations. That leads for a super boring, unhappy life. I tried that and it doesn't work because you don't get excited about things. You don't get hopeful for things. And like, how do you get up in the morning if you don't have hope and excitement? So it's about being excited. I think more about like that process of going up the mountain, you know, be excited about all the experiences you're going to have, but don't focus on the outcome. And that's the big thing. I think that's really the issue. We're so focused on wanting a certain outcome.
Yeah.
That we don't enjoy it for what it is.
But that's where the law of attraction comes in. And that's something I learned recently.
Oh yeah.
The law of attraction, I always used to think that we, desire what we want, put out to the universe what we want, we visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start clawing along that goal and that journey and that path.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize is you have to completely open up and drop your expectations of how that is delivered.
Yeah.
And where that path's to and what kind of path.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's also a big key to it that I've recently learned is that it's not about shutting down your expectations. Yeah. It's about opening yourself up to more possibilities.
Yeah.
And what you can imagine.
allow the universe to do what it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with expectations, let's go through a few examples.
Yeah.
And you're just saying it's just impossible to get rid of all expectations. And I agree.
I think so, yeah.
When I eat my Weetabix in the mornings, I do kind of expect that Weetabix to give me some energy.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, so there is expectations and good ones. But what are some of the bad ones? What are some of the ones we need to drop?
Definitely letting go of the idea that in this moment, we are incomplete. That whole, you know, like, I'm not going to be happy until I have such and such. I'm not complete until this happens and this happens and this happens. I think that's the biggest expectation we need to let go of.
I want to go a little deeper on that because I'm a bit confused.
Like, you know, how people, like kind of what I was just saying about how people always are thinking the best is yet to come. You know, it's the whole grass is greener mentality. I'm not going to be happy until I have the job, the perfect husband or wife, the perfect house, whatever that is to you. Maybe just something you want to do, like, you know, changing my career path was a big one for me. Like, I wasn't happy doing web design work and I wanted to put more passion into what I was doing and do something I really cared about. And I got it. I worked really hard trying to figure out, well, you know, what's that look like? How do I make that happen? I worked toward that goal for years. I went back to school for that goal. But honestly, I'm getting more out of doing this podcast than like that whole like changing career to do these cool things. It's not materializing the way that I thought it would. And yeah. I stopped and realized like, well, you know what? I'm getting it out of these other things, the feeling that I wanted.
Very similar to me over the past 4 years.
Yeah.
I was very much wanted. I thought that, right, I've got to do this. I've got to earn the money. Then I can do this. Then I can do that.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
And for a long time, I was really focused on my spiritual journey was separate to it. But when I learned and found my inner peace to a large degree, it's still a work in progress. I then wanted to teach other people and show other people.
Yeah.
And I thought in order to do that, I had to make money and I had to do all these other things.
Yeah.
And it isn't until like 3-4 years on that I realize that I'm not in control of how it happens.
Yeah.
I'm only in control of focusing on what I really want, what I have in my life, what I enjoy in my life.
Yeah.
And allow the universe to do its bit.
Yeah.
It's been doing it for a long time before I come around. And then suddenly I come around and go, hey, I want to be in control. I want to control everything you give me and everything you do.
Yeah.
And very much I thought, well, same as what you were saying. When I get this, everything will be in place. When I get the pay rise, when I get win the lottery, when I do all those other things, well, you know, you're, I don't know, you're 30, 40, 50. And how many things fell into place?
Right.
And it did not complete you.
Yeah. That's very much about like learning to be grateful for what you have, having a gratitude practice, which was one of my tips. I did come up with a few tips, but having a gratitude practice is super important. I think the other expectation that we really need to let go of, I almost hesitate to use the word let go of because, you know, we learn from these things, but the expectations that we hear on our head that are actually our parents, society, our partners telling us what they should think we should be, what we need to do to be happy.
I've got to interrupt this podcast and I'll tell you why. Because you've all got to head over to Patreon and see our videos because Susan's looking amazing today.
Aw.
Just thought I would say that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I wasn't expecting Susan not to look amazing, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that out there. It's nice. It's like we're sitting here on a date having a nice discussion about expectations. So how's the date going, Susan?
It's going good. It's going great.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No.
You weren't expecting that this podcast is actually a date. But it is.
Wait,
it's
where's my glass of wine?
Okay, the date isn't so good. I've got my cup of tea.
I have some water.
Oh, brilliant. See, it's a very modern date.
Yes.
A very English stroke American date. I've got my cup of tea and you've got your water. And it's roasting hot both sides of the...
It is. It's hot here too.
That's just amazing. I'm in the UK and Susan's in the US. Where are you two?
Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
I don't think we've ever told everybody this.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so we're the other side of the world and we just have these conversations. How amazing is that?
Pretty cool.
But yeah, expectations. We get disappointed so much by expecting things.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you some of the things that I think annoy most people in the expectations world, if you can call it that. And that is, you're at work all day.
Mm-hmm.
And you come home from work, you're completely tired, you walk in the door, and you're expecting your partner or you're expecting them to treat you a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're really disappointed, we're annoyed because they don't.
Yeah.
And then the partner's at home sitting there all day, not sitting there, they may be doing something or whatever, but they're doing their thing all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keeping the house tidy, going out, they may be working full time as well, whatever they're doing. And they're expecting the other person to come home and be a certain way as well.
Yeah.
So both of you are both annoyed at each other.
Yeah.
For not expecting, for not doing what you expected them to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So now that was an easy one for me to like deal with because I was able to tell myself, this person has a whole other life going on. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know where they've been today. You know, I don't know what their reality is right now. And like, that's, like, I can grasp that. I have a hard time when it's like situations where someone says, I want to do this activity with you on this date. And then they like, you know, they specifically say, expect me to be there at this time. And then it doesn't happen. Like, I have a hard time with that one. Because I was probably really excited, right? I mean, that's what I figured out. At first, I thought it was like a pet peeve, people flaking and blowing me off, but that wasn't it. It was because I let myself get really excited because I don't always feel that way.
So you feel that they let you down.
Yeah, but the thing is like, that's all coming from inside me.
Absolutely. It's your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have a genuine reason, or they may not. They may have genuinely let you down.
Yeah.
The thing is, should we expect some things? Should we expect some kind of, if someone does say, you know, look, I'm going to take you out on Friday.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to put up the shed at the weekend, whatever it is. Should we drop all expectations and allow them to get away with it?
In those kinds of cases, I don't think we should because that, you know, is a testament to their character and their amount of respect for us. In our time and our feelings. And that's important. You can't ignore that.
Yeah. It's a very good point, though. Like you were saying, everybody expects, just get rid of all expectations. Just, you know. And yeah, even in those instances, we've got to understand that we don't get annoyed and the expectations about how we respond to it rather than react.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone does constantly let you down, move on.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You got to look at the big picture and see if it's a pattern.
You know, if you're not a priority in their life, don't make them a priority in your life.
Right. And that's about respecting yourself. So, yeah, I mean, you can't get rid of those. Plus, you know, I think that comes into play with our expectations of ourselves too. Like, no, we shouldn't expect ourselves to be perfect or do everything right or not make mistakes or be successful, those kinds of things. We shouldn't put that much on ourselves. But if I say I'm going to give up smoking and I don't do it, should I not be disappointed that I let myself down?
Good question. See, everything is in balance.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, have a little disappointment, but recognize the disappointment as disappointment.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't allow it to control you. If you're expecting something of yourself, recognize that you were expecting it, recognize that you failed, and recognize that it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's always okay. I mean, I personally feel like your feelings and your emotions, are always okay. You know, the question you got to look at is what you're feeling, is what you're doing hurting someone else? But that doesn't make, just because someone else feels totally different about it, that doesn't make your feelings less valid. They are yours.
Yeah.
And they're valid, even if they're wrong.
Absolutely. They're still feelings.
Because they're how you feel.
This is why I always say that if you're going to be open and honest with your partner or a friend or anybody, mm-hmm. tell them what you think.
Yeah.
That can be argued with.
Oh, yeah.
We all get triggered by that person that comes in and goes, well, I think this.
Yeah.
But if you rephrase it as, I feel in this situation this.
Oh, yeah.
You can't argue with someone's feelings.
Yeah, I learned, I did a lot of, this is a little off topic, but I did a lot of research into communication, how to communicate better with in general. Like I studied all sorts of things, and that was one of the things I learned to do when I studied about communication was, it's not just what you were saying, but also like, I feel, not like I think you da 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 da. Keep it, yeah. This is me. This is what I'm feeling.
I'm really enjoying this restaurant, but they haven't even taken our order yet.
I know. Where's the
food?
Yeah, where's
well,
the?
Bear that in mind. Just, I was expecting better.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be disappointed this whole evening unless it improves.
Well, see, now that's no fun. You just ruined your whole evening.
Yeah, I'm here with you on this wonderful day, and restaurants just annoying the hell out of me, and that's going to ruin everything.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they turn it all around.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not going to say anything to them. I'm not going to tell them. I'm mm-hmm. just going to sit here and be miserable.
Yeah.
And we're going to like change the energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I expected them to be a certain way. And it is funny with these expectations, because I was saying earlier about the story. And we have a story of how things should be, how we should be, how we should show up, how they should show up. And unless we have such a problem with ourselves.
Yeah.
Let alone, and we don't live up to our own expectations.
Right. Yet
we get annoyed when other people don't live up to ours.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they don't know what our expectations are. They're in our heads.
Yeah. I mean, at the very simplest process, it's about learning to let things bounce off your shoulders more and not take things personally.
And knowing the difference between, is it really an expectation to be in a situation when things should be that way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I go out in the car, I kind of have a respect for my carers that they're going to drive the kind of way that I like because mm-hmm. I'm in the car.
Yeah.
Things like that. But is that really expectation or just the way things kind of should be?
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you go out and buy a brand new car, you have every right to expect that car to be in perfect condition.
Yeah.
Right? And work and run and do what it's supposed to do. Does that mean it's okay to like get angry and throw a big fit and be like, well, you guys, you know, like if something isn't working, something's broken on it. No. But you do have the right to be like, you know, this is what I was, you know, you said I was going to get, and this is what happened, and what can, and work with them and communicate and figure it out.
So it comes down to, don't drop all expectations. You need some. You know, it's not a dirty word. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Just the same as the ego and things like that. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But it's about balance. It's about, you know, how much, if we're really expecting people to do things that they have no idea and we haven't told them.
Yeah.
We haven't shared with them.
Well, that's the worst, I think, situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if so, you were talking about people letting you down, my answer to that would be, in that situation, would be, if they let you down, tell them, I was really disappointed and I feel you did not make me a priority. You promised me this.
Yeah.
And I feel, and explain to them. Now, if they do it again and again, at some point, you've got to go.
You have to accept that that is not that's going to keep happening. That's the way it is. And
but don't keep expecting they're going to let you down.
Right. No.
Get rid of them.
You just got to decide, are you okay with it or not? And you got to do what you got to do. Yeah, totally.
So what other things do we expect in life?
I think there's a lot of, you know, expectation that life is supposed to be fair, or I'm supposed to get what I deserve, or you know, all those guarantees we think we should have because we feel entitled to them. None of those things are guaranteed. None of them. Nothing. No. Nothing in life is guaranteed except this moment right now that you are in.
There's a meme that goes around everywhere. If you're expecting the world to be fair with you, I can't remember the rest of the meme, but yeah, that basically it. We do. We see the world the way we are.
Yeah.
So when perhaps we're a really loving, caring, compassionate person, and then we come across somebody.
Yeah.
And they're not. We're like shocked. We're like really annoyed by it.
Right.
Because we were expecting them to be like what we are. That's the way we are. That's the way we learn.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's another thing I studied. I studied all about personalities. I studied the MBTI, the Myers-Briggs personality. I even read like books from the people that created the test and all this stuff. And like, you really, really, like, you don't have to understand why a person is the way they are, but you have to understand that they are not you. They're a different person and they are the way they are.
Yeah.
Whether it's the same as you or not, doesn't matter.
And you are the way you are.
Yeah.
You get hungry.
Yep.
The dramatic pause there. See, I'm in that mode of it's coming up to tea time. But yeah, we almost expect everybody around us. We expect our children to show up as children in our lives. We have a way in which they should be behaving.
Yeah.
Don't we get annoyed by it? That our children have expectations of us as parents.
Oh, yeah.
And we also, if we've got expectations, we have to also address other people's expectations of us.
Yeah.
I think that's a really important, it's very often people do not take the other person's perspective at all.
Yeah. And we expect them to be able to understand us. We expect people to be able to understand us. And you know what? That's so unrealistic. Like, I think the key is acceptance, not always so much the understanding.
that mind reading thing that everybody wants a mind reader, but everybody knows it's not possible.
Right.
Why didn't you know that? Why didn't you do that? I've been thinking about that all day and I come home and that hasn't happened. Why?
Oh, yeah. I used to think that was really important to me to have someone who understood me so well. Like I didn't have to tell them things. Like they just knew. That is the most unrealistic expectation on the face of the planet.
It's just bizarre. And I'll tell you what, we get with someone and the ego love thinks we understand them, thinks we know them. Mm-hmm. End each other's sentences and everything like that. Mm-hmm. We do all those things. And we're like, nobody knows them like me. Wait a minute. In reality, well, 5 months later, you split up and you think, well, I didn't recognize
it. 5 months later, you find out that was not the case usually. But people change constantly. They grow constantly.
Well, people change. But also, I'll ask everybody one question. Mm-hmm. All the listeners, I'll ask one question. Do you know yourself? Do you know what you're going to think next?
Yeah.
We get to the age of 40, 45, and then we go on that journey to find ourselves because we become everybody else.
Yeah.
Yet, meanwhile, we're expecting other people to know us.
Yeah.
And we don't even know who we are.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is. It is. I think that's the, if you look at it, all self-growth as one giant process, I think the very, very beginning is just getting to know yourself.
Yeah. There's also the bigger expectations of if we focus on the world and we watch the news, watch a particular biased news, perhaps particularly right or particularly left.
Right.
We expect the world to live up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we find it very difficult to see anything other than that. So we end up, it's called data mining, but we end up only seeing the world through certain filters.
Oh, yeah.
Based on.
Right.
And if it doesn't live up to that, we deny it. We say it's rubbish. We block it out. Whatever we do.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Every single person is looking at life through their own filters. Every single person has a totally different reality. And, you know, the real reality is a combination of like your relative reality, someone else's relative reality, and what is actually happening, the actual facts of the situation.
Yeah. That's really important.
And it's not to never make this black and white what you think you see. Yeah. Ever.
The black and white world, that's full of expectations, full of rules, full of I'm a good guy, you're the bad guys, things like that. And the problem is, if we expect them to be bad guys, we'll see only bad in them.
Yes, exactly.
And the same as the news. And not to make this political in any way, but the right expect the bad, the right expect the left to be a certain way.
Yeah,
and vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know, they both have good points.
Mm-hmm.
They're both relatively right on many things.
Yeah.
And they both have a lot wrong.
Yeah.
And so we need them both. And it's the same as a relationship, the same as anything. It comes down to our expectations of how they should show up, how they should be.
Yeah.
And both the right and the left. And it's not just in political stances, it's right across the board.
Yeah.
We only see them for the way we're expecting to see them.
Yeah. I feel like I want to kind of clarify there that, you know, those expectations, you know, this isn't to say that you can't have standards. It's when you're attached to an outcome, expecting something to happen a certain way, that it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to expect your dates to treat you with respect. Where expectations become a problem is where you're fixated on the idea that they have to meet that expectation. They don't have to. That's up for you to decide. Like, if someone doesn't want to meet your standards, you know, it's not that they are who they are. That's it's not their fault they don't meet your standards. You just move on to someone who will. I mean,
worry about what you bring to the date.
Worry about
what they bring to
the date. Oh, yeah.
You know, and if they bring the right thing to the date and it matches with you, it works.
Right, exactly.
Don't expect them to bring what you want them to bring to the date.
Don't expect everything to work just because you want it to. Not everything's meant to work the way you want it to.
Yeah, excellent point. So many good things happen when things don't work.
Right. Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
You know, perhaps the restaurant that you go to is overbooked or something like that, and you've got to go somewhere else, and you find a much better place to go to.
Oh, yeah, that happened to you and your daughter, right?
We went in town expecting our local bowling alley to be serving food.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't. We were disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
We went to another place and they were too busy. Went to another place too busy. And we were on the way to buy a burger. And all the way there, I was thinking, please, let's just find somewhere that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And we got to about 200 yards away from this burger place. And there was just a little restaurant that was really quiet. I'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
I tried that and it was amazing. I've been there several times since.
Yeah.
So the universe was really helping me not eat a burger that day.
Yeah, that's good.
That was the law of attraction all the way there.
But you ended up with a wonderful memory. I remember you talking about what a nice evening you ended up having. So
yeah, it was. And we sat there and it was just a really nice meal. It's a really nice time. We turn off our phones, we leave them think, and we just chat.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, so we've come to the conclusion of we cannot get rid of expectations completely, but we do need to get rid of some of them.
Yeah.
So Have you got any tips?
I do, actually, because, well, you know, like I said, I've been working on this one for a while. And these are three things that have helped me tremendously. The first one, live from your heart, not from your mind, not from your stories, not from how you think things should be. Just live by what feels right in your heart.
So what does that look like?
Well, to me, that's like, you know, doing the podcast. You know, we put this out there for free on iTunes because we want to share it with people, because we're enjoying doing it, because we believe in what we're doing. And that gives me a lot of fulfillment. And that's all from my heart.
It's interesting you mentioned the podcast, because remember when we wanted to do this for a long time, then we eventually found the time to do it.
Yeah.
And we just love sitting down talking.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely my
priority. We do it for hours anyway without even recording it.
Yeah.
and sometimes we just wish we recorded it.
Yeah.
So we just enjoy doing it. Yeah. But I did have some expectation when we decided to do the podcast. When we put it out there, I was like, oh, within like 2 weeks, we're going to have 20 Patreon subscribers. We're going to have this, that, and the other. And it didn't work out like that.
No. Yeah. I was thinking like, oh, we both have so many like super loyal followers that, you know, some of these people will be really interested in this and, you know, like I didn't have high expectations, but I had expectations that it would definitely start off, you know, more solid than it did. I think we're getting a lot better and we're covering great topics. I just don't even know if people are listening to it, to be honest.
Sure. The funny thing is, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I have no idea how to check if anybody's listening.
Yep.
So if you are listening, give us a review.
Yeah, tell us how we're doing, how we can improve.
There's probably things we could do like differently in order to see who's listening and what's going on.
But probably.
We enjoy doing it.
Yeah. And this is new for both of us. Neither one of us have done a podcast before. We just really wanted to. So we just said, let's go for it.
And next season is going to be incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go through the other tips and then we'll say what we're going to do.
Okay, yeah. So tip number two is enjoy each moment for what it is. Look at it like this moment is the best moment of my life. You know, it's that living in gratitude thing. That's helped me, God, more than anything in the world. But yeah, that's big for me.
Take that deep breath and just go, it is what it is.
What is great about this moment? Enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah.
If
it isn't a great moment, what can I learn from this moment? What wisdom is in this moment?
And how do you do that? You start a mindfulness practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked on mine for a long time.
And we've spoke about that in the podcast. Yeah. Three or four. How to start a meditation or mindfulness practice. Oh, yeah.
I love how all the podcasts all seem to be connected in so many ways.
Yeah.
But
it's basically our lives and what we've learned, the wisdom.
Yeah. And actually that was tip number three, practice gratitude. So I guess two and three are very, it all goes together. But.
So just before we talk about the next podcast, how do you practice gratitude? I have a morning routine.
Yeah.
However, I less do the morning routine now and spend most of my time in gratitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what that looks like for me is, I drive my wheelchair downtown and I look at the leaves on the floor that have died and allowed them. And I look at them and go like, wow, how thankful I am that those leaves showed me it's okay to let go.
Yeah. I do a couple of different things. The thing that really helped kind of kickstart it for me though was I did a gratitude challenge with a group of people in a private group. And each day we would talk about something we were grateful for. And it was really hard at first, but I got really good at finding things, even when I was having horrible days. And that's the other thing I do. Like if something happens to me that I'm not happy with, it feels negative to me that, you know, whatever. I sit down and write and I think about like, well, what can I learn from this? And I have gratitude for the lesson in the experience. And those things do kind of become part of your habit. You don't have to think about doing that stuff anymore. I probably don't do either of those things anymore. I just sit and meditate and think about it. Yeah. But
what is the gift in this moment? What can I learn?
Mm-hmm.
How can I enjoy it?
Yeah.
And take a deep breath on each one of the questions and feel it. That's the important thing. Thankful is thank you.
Yeah.
You know, thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's.
So what's happening with the podcast? We're changing up a bit. We mentioned it last week.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really excited about this idea, actually. I think it's going to be great. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to take a month off. As far as putting things out there, we're going to focus on what we're doing for the next season. We're going to do seasons with this next one's going to have a theme, an ongoing theme, and it'll be 10 episodes long. And we're going to spend that month, you know, preparing what we want to do. We're going to start recording ahead of time so we can consistently put out our podcasts.
So it'll be the same time every week, which is really important.
Yeah. Yeah.
We expected to do that, but we just haven't delivered on that.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
Sometimes. So we're putting things in place to make sure we do that.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like I said before, you know, we just kind of didn't have experience doing this. And so we learned a lot this first 10 episodes, what worked and what didn't work. And we're going to evolve it. I think it's going to be a lot better. We're going to have time to do other things too. You know, it's going to be more efficient. So we'll be able to, you know, maybe start blog posting or do live videos. We want to do live videos on our Facebook page and marketing. You know, you got to do that stuff. You know, you got to do it because what good is it if no one hears us? I mean,
well, exactly.
Well, in the woods.
I don't really mind if no one hears me. However, I would still do it anyway.
Yeah. But.
Hence, we don't record our conversations most of the time. But it would be nice for people to hear, nice for people to share, nice for people to give us their feedback.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're not just after good feedback. We're after any feedback. If there's something we can do and improve, something in the audio, some conversation, less talking from my point, or anything, tell us.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
You can only know if you tell us.
Right. Yeah. So, I think we'll do a little more work with our Patreon site. Like, well, I think we need to talk about that more probably. Cause we are putting them out on iTunes. So anyone can go listen to the podcast. It's totally free because we want to share it, you know, but we have a Patreon site, where you can support us so that we can improve our equipment and improve our programs and give you more value. So we'll work on that more, restructuring that, I think, a little better.
And help us pay our bills.
Yeah. We
live in a commercial world that we got to pay our bills.
It's so much fun. Like,
I try paying my electric bill with the podcast. I got a wonderful podcast. I pay for it. Yeah, no.
Nope. Sorry. We don't take that.
Can I pay for my bills in kindness, please? I'm a really loving, caring human. No, it didn't work. But a whole next season is going to be about relationships.
And
so do I get to go on a date with you every week?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. We can do that.
Oh, you heard that, everybody. She didn't turn me down. This is, you know.
Yeah.
3 months' time, you might be buying a hat for a wedding. You got to watch the videos to see Susan's face. Say that again. Sorry, I spoke over
you. I said no expectations now.
Okay. Okay. You got to see the video now to see how happy she is that I'm disappointed.
Oh, yeah, let's mention the video actually real quick, because if you just go listen to this podcast on iTunes, you'll hear us talking about the video all the time. You might not know what exactly that is. What we do is we record the audio and the video of our podcast, and then we create a video and we put it up on YouTube, and it's like the behind the scenes. So it has like everything you hear on the podcast, plus it has all the times where we stop and talk and get off subject and the dogs bark and all that crazy stuff. You know, so we talk a little bit about, you know, how we're doing it. So there's a little bit of that. But yeah, that's for our Patreon members. We post it.
It's the raw and naked version of the podcast.
It's, yes. And I have to say, I think they're kind of funny.
Yeah, I can't even remember where I was too.
Yeah, so I really want people to see those. In fact, We were talking about maybe releasing one every once in a while, just, you know, public, so that you guys can kind of get a taste for it. So,
yeah. Well, let's do that. Should we put this one out of the public?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
YouTube,
let's put this one, and we'll share that.
Yeah, because we've talked a lot about what's coming up. And
yeah. And so it's our first public date.
Public date. Ooh.
We had no expectations. For me, this went really well. Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I want to say we actually had some pretty bad expectations for this episode. I think we both thought it was really important to talk about, but we weren't really sure how it was going to go.
No, we didn't. We were concerned about it.
Turned out great.
But anyway, guys, look, we love doing this season. We've loved learning. Loved you guys listening. Give us your feedback. Give us your reviews.
Yes, please.
Any thoughts?
Because we're going into planning mode.
Yeah. In 4 weeks' time, we're going to come back with start of the season, 10 episodes, and it's all about relationships.
Yeah.
Not just our dating relationship, just any relationships to do with dating, friends, family, work relationships, and everything.
Can you hear that in the background?
No.
Okay, hang on. Oh, that's good. Somebody's calling me over and over again through some app. I don't even know what it is. I don't even recognize the sound. And it won't stop.
Okay, well, next time we come on a date, can you turn your phone off, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so bad.
I do expect a little bit of... Thanks, guys. Namaste.